Welcome to the second part of this prayer guide. In old times, kings would plunder their jewelry for the biggest jewel and places on top of their crown. In this way, this would become the crown jewel. Now, Srimati Radharani is also the crest, the topmost jewel. But rather than using a metaphor that refers to royal opulence like jewels, Rupa Goswami uses a beautiful metaphor from Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani, in other words, is the crowning garland full of Mallika flowers on the decorated braided hair of the young gopis. It means she is the top of all the young gopis. The next verse, number 3, glorifies Radha as the teacher of all the other gopis, who's surrounded always by the 8 gopis. And verse 4 describes Radha supreme attractiveness, by which she even brings supremely attractive Krishna under her control. So the first 4 verses are all about glorification of Srimati Radharani. Listen what happens in verse 5. Tvamaso dhyachate natva. Praise Rupa Goswami. He reveals his heart, the heart of a beggar, someone who desperately needs something. He says, O Queen of Vrindavan, bowing down and rolling about on the Yamuna shore, this person with an agitated heart and a choked voice appeals to you. Let us imagine Rupa Goswami. He bows down. He calls out in a stammering and pitiable voice. He has something which is troubling his heart. He says, O Queen of Vrindavan, and while he speaks, he rolls on the ground on the bank of the Yamuna River. This is an image of eagerness. Humility brings bhakti. Someone who cannot cry or cannot be moved in his heart with devotional feelings of lolyam or great eagerness will not really move out of his present zone into a much more beautiful life than he leads at present. So Rupa Goswami has something to ask. He says in text 6, though I may be an unfit offender with a crooked mind, please bestow a small fragment of the valuable gift of your service to this person. He addresses himself in the third person. No? Though he may be an unfit offender, he says, this person requests you for something. So this is really the tone of this prayer guide. I may be unfit. I may have offended thousands of times and then again. I may not even be very, very straightforward in my mind, because sometimes I want this and the next moment I want something else, apparently. But still, I have a request to you. Ignore my innumerable bad qualities and give me a small fragment of the valuable gift of devotional service. The prayer comes to its full fruition in text number 7, and that is what we will hear tomorrow.